Azania Mosaka on 702.
It's now 14 minutes past one, and we're talking food, and we take you to Marabi. So there's nothing better than dinner and a show, and I think that's what has always attracted me about the opposite, the proposition, the offering that Marabi offers. So there's this great jazz band that entertains you through the evening. They have a great style to it, in terms of the decor, the waiters, the look of the place, the feeling in the place, because there's a show while you eat, and then, of course, you get to sample and share these different plates that they bring out on the table. So earlier on, I was recounting the kind of disappointment that I experienced with this particular restaurant after it had been a firm favorite. You know, it's like your favorite person letting you down. And now they have come back and occupy a very warm place in your heart after working really, really hard to reclaim the position that they once occupied. And now we're joined by the head chef at the Marabi Club, and that is Katleho Mlambo. Hello, Katleho.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, thank you for having me.
Nothing beats a confident person.
Aye.
And that's what you are.
Thank you very much. I'm shy. Surprisingly, most people don't believe that. But yeah, you know, you need to sell yourself and believe in what you do.
Yes.
And cooking's my thing, and I really enjoy it.
Oh,
and
perhaps that's what it was. Because you were talking food, you were talking cooking, the confidence was just like
just oozing, just oozing everywhere.
Oozy, exactly.
But so, not arrogance, just confidence, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect.
And you gave us like such a lovely bio. It felt like I was reading your social media bio. You're like, oh, I'm shy. I'm a Capricorn. What a...
Cancerian.
Cancerian.
Long walks on the beach. Yeah, that's what I'm about.
That's what you're about. I thought that was really cute. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you have been with Marabi. This is your second chapter with them?
Yes, it is.
So
it is
the
indeed.
First chapter, you were with Potluck.
First chapter, we were with, we opened the Potluck. So mm-hmm. It was the Potluck pop-up.
Yes.
Dope time. Good 7 months.
Yes.
And I think I was the head chef at the time of the pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew. The pop-up ended. And then Chef Luke's like, yo, would you like to come back to Cape Town to be one of my right-hand men? I mean, Chef Luke's one of the best chefs in the world.
Yes.
It was an opportunity that I was dying for. And yes, went back to Cape Town, which was very sad because I was leaving my family that I had this side, you know?
Yes. Yeah, because you guys were there
from the onset. From when
you
it was just an empty space. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. And you kind of gave it the reputation that it got,
you know.
Yeah, so to now leave that behind,
it was,
and then
hectic.
Hear what you heard,
you know. And people are like, Katleho, where are you going, chief? You know, you've been to Cape Town, you know, you've done Cape Town. I'm like, nah, guys, the mother city's still calling me.
Yes.
And yeah, I was in Cape Town for a year, worked at the Potluck Club, worked at the Short Market Club. Mm-hmm. Chef Luke made me the executive sous for the group, which mm-hmm. was great, mm-hmm. you know. But after a year and a bit, I'm like, you know what, I miss home, man. And I'm ready to cook what I've learned back in Johannesburg for my people, and hence I'm back.
Yeah, so I was recounting, and I told you also quite honestly, when my producer and I talked about featuring profiling Marabi again, the memories of my last visit came back.
Yes.
And I always express, when I'm happy, you will hear from me, you know, and equally when I'm unhappy.
100%, yeah.
And this was a session that left me really upset, considering the heights.
And the hype as well, exactly.
Exactly,
yeah.
Where I had placed you. Marabi was one of those restaurants that I always recommended and said, try it. It's dinner and a show and great food and great vibe. You will love it.
So you're winning. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, ticked all the boxes. So my last visit, also trying to impress some people.
People are like, what are you doing?
They brought out this half-boiled cabbage.
People are like, oh, and it was literally saying that this is, I'm sorry I experienced that. But
yes.
Now it's an opportunity for you to come back and actually
Precisely.
Taste
Which
what
is
I'm
why.
About. Yeah.
I think it's a lovely full circle story.
Yes.
That you were there at the beginning, and now you're coming back with it being this phoenix.
Yeah. Rising from the ashes to say type of thing.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. So we got to eat some of your food earlier on. It was sublime.
Thank you very much.
It was sublime.
Awesome. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that.
For someone who loves fresh food. Mm. I love fresh food. And Asian fusion or Asian inspired food, that's a big focus.
Yeah.
The freshness of ingredients, even just the feeling that you get from the combinations is what stands out about that.
I always say to people, I want when they eat my food, they must have that ah moment.
Yeah.
You know, when you put it, you're like, that's what I want.
Yes.
You know, and as a chef, it's, you know, you're in this fine line where you know, you getting judged from people, you're literally putting all of you on one plate, you know? And sometimes it's a miss, you know, sometimes a yay. In your case, the cabbage was a gave me a time out.
And let's be clear, that was not yours.
That was not me. That was definitely not me.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, it's, I'm glad you're enjoying it. And I just want to showcase that in Johannesburg, we can cook some epic food and all you have to do is just have the right attitude.
So are you, let's just stay with that a little bit. Are you saying that because you've lived in both cities,
yes,
this competition, the streak is quite strong?
Yeah.
As in, so Johannesburg is always trying to prove itself.
Yeah. I mean, I always say, like, you look at your top 20 establishments, 17 of them, if I'm not mistaken, are based in the Western Cape.
Yes.
There's only three, it was, you know, and it sucks. It sucks that for people to have a great experience, you need to fly 2 hours away when there's young Casabo Katlego that are just trying to showcase that, hey, you don't have to go 2 hours away. You can do the same thing right here in Johannesburg.
You can.
Yeah,
you absolutely can. Listen, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that Kabeljau dish.
My awesome. Gosh, fantastic.
Kit Kat dessert. If you're curious about all of these dishes, stay with us because Katlego Mlambo is going to be with us again. And he's the head chef at Marabi in town. 702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
And this afternoon, we're chatting to head chef at Marabi Club, which also offers a show. I call it dinner and a show because there's a jazz band. And towards the end of the night, it's a nice party.
For grown folks. Just a young one.
Just right. So let's talk about the three dishes that you brought out today.
Yes.
Yeah.
So which one was your favorite?
I loved all three. But the first one was just perfect in terms of the balance of the flavors. And then the Kabeljau, the second dish, was an absolute surprise.
I saw your facial expressions was just umming and ahhing. Yeah,
exactly. That was absolutely delicious. I must say the combinations, the way they work together, it was refreshing. I don't think I've had this kind of anything near this kind of combination.
I'm blushing right now.
The Kit Kat at the end dessert, my kind of dessert. Mm-hmm. But let's start with the first dish.
So we have the tuna tataki.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, being in Cape Town, a lot of seafood, and I just want to showcase that you don't have to be eating steak and chops to get full. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, beggars, yes. Obo. So it's a tataki tuna that I've seared.
Mm-hmm.
Then I finish it off with toasted sesame seeds and smoked paprika.
Yes.
And then it's got a yuzu and papaya dressing just for a bit of acidity. And for freshness and a nice balance, I've got a micro coriander and papaya salad.
Yes. Now, papaya was the surprise.
Pawpaw.
Yes,
yeah.
Because we don't often see it. Mm. Even in desserts, we don't really see it. So I enjoyed the freshness and bringing and combining that with the tuna. And it's just such a surprise ingredient.
It's all about, I guess, if it works together, allow it to do its thing.
Exactly.
And you want that part in your mouth sensation, you know, you want those flavors just to take you to another place.
So that's what it was. When you said the smoked paprika, it just all came together. That's the one I was trying to figure out because you eat with trying to,
dissect the dish. Yeah.
Because it gives great ideas.
Yeah.
What you do in the kitchen as well. So this was a great start. Impressive
awesome.
Dish. We all loved it. And then the Kabeljau. It had toasted coconut shavings.
Yes.
Right. And yes, let's be clear, it's served raw.
It's served raw, yeah.
Ceviche kind of style.
Ceviche style. So it's lightly cured for about 20 minutes just to draw out a lot of moisture and also, I guess, intensify the flavor.
Mm.
But it is raw.
It is raw.
Yeah.
Then the coconut shavings, the pickled jalapenos,
fresh
coriander, coconut cream.
And a tamarind dressing.
Tamarind dressing.
Hey,
and
that combination.
Curry leaves.
Those deep fried. I'm trying to pay
deep
homage.
Deep fried curry leaves.
So, yeah. No, you know, your face said it all. The way you were just chowing and getting in there, it was quite satisfying.
Yeah. And then you have the little crunch from the curry leaves. They're not spicy in the way you prepared them, not at all. But then I always find coconut to be an exciting ingredient because I just love the kind of taste, the right kind of kick from the jalapeno. Coriander's always great.
Yeah, no, you can't go wrong with cilantro, as they call it in the States.
Yes.
Or danya, you know?
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite herbs to use. It's whether it's served raw, whether you cook with it, it's just one of those things of jack of all trades.
Thoroughly impressed with this particular dish. Like I said, you don't see this kind of combination.
And that's what I want to do in Joburg. I just want to showcase that we can actually cook some dope food. You know, you go to a beautiful establishment, the Morabe Club,
it
having
is
an epic meal, you know, in the heart of the CBD.
In such an unexpected neighborhood.
That's the thing. It's that whole mind, what's going on here, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, you've got all those three combinations. What else do you need?
Yeah, absolutely. This was such a great dish. And then he added the radish on top.
Just for a young spiciness.
Yeah.
I hear they say you must spice up your life.
You
I
must. Yeah. Put your headphones on before we talk about the Kit Kat. Jacob is on the line with a question for you. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, Zanya. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome, Jacob.
So it's good to be here.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
I've just got a question. Yeah, I've just got a question for the chef. I just like to understand what's his sort of motivation and his inspiration behind spicing up some of the dishes.
Okay, all right. You were actually telling us a story about the Kabeljau dish. Jacob, thank you for the call. It came to you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, the Kabeljau dish, I've got this notebook next to my bed and, you know, being a creative, I woke up 4:30 and I'm like, there's this dish that I want to put on a plate.
Mm.
And the next day I got all the ingredients, put on the plate, and surprisingly, first time, it was a success. You know, sometimes you hit a chalik, sometimes you don't, but in this case, it was one of those first time, got it right.
Right. So what is your inspiration then?
Honestly speaking, my granny is my inspiration. I don't necessarily cliche. My granny's a G. I've been very blessed to have eaten around the world and amazing establishments, but Ukokwam is still the best cook for me.
Yeah.
And also, my inspiration, I want to showcase that I want to pay homage to my training and my culinary background, but also want to, like, things that I grew up eating. Mm-hmm. I would say that I want people to experience what I ate, but just food that's gone to a private school to say type of thing.
I'm glad you said it. Hey, what twangy
are twanging,
twanging.
Yeah.
So it must be twanging everything. Everything.
Yeah.
And then lastly, the Kit Kat, that dessert. It's my kind, because it's not too sweet. There was passion fruit in there.
Mm, pickled gooseberries.
Yes.
And an orange ice cream just to round everything up.
Right. Mm. And that was such a yes, you think vanilla, you think of the usual flavors, but to have an orange ice cream. Mm. And then, of course, we know chocolate and orange work so well, but it was so subtle because I don't often enjoy orange personally in food.
Yeah.
But this worked so well. And Kit Kat in this form, people are probably thinking of the brand Kit Kat.
Yeah, but
and I was saying to you, what is a Kit Kat? Then is it just chocolate and biscuit?
It's well, my version is chocolate, biscuit base, and so I mean, you can't go wrong with chocolate, you know what I mean? When you're sad and you're happy, chocolate is there to save the day. So it's a chocolate mousse,
yes.
It's got a crunch element with the biscuit
base,
but
a firm chocolate,
yeah, mousse. It needs to be in your face, you know what I mean? And also, it's got this almond sponge just to round everything up,
yes.
So, yeah.
No, that was so delicious, like you. You're just going to sit there in silence.
Yeah, bon,
and sometimes
yeah,
I think
so
that's
much.
What good food does.
Thank you so
because
much,
because you realize
man.
You're grateful. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things where, you know, food is the one thing we all have in common. I mean, I was in Washington about a month ago and I was very blessed where I cooked for Barack Obama. And yeah.
Wait, nana.
Hey,
you were twanging in front of
the
Barack.
I was twanging for Barack, you know. And also to see him, like on my menu, I had about chakalaka. I had, you know, iskopo, but the private school version.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dope to see this man enjoying my food. You know what I mean? And it just shows good to whether you're Barack or Azanya or your average Joy Stratin, we all have food in common.
That we do. And Katlego, we have artists such as yourself that make the experience that much better, the process of eating. Someone says, why did you have the backpack? They were looking at my Insta stories. He had finished. But did he cook with the backpack?
No.
He was done by then. We walked in once everything was plated and tidied up, which is how we like it.
Exactly.
So we'll be seeing you at Morabe.
Yes, please. Please come and have an amazing culinary journey and just see what you're about at the Morabe Jazz Club.
Fantastic. That was Katlego Mlambo.